The following program is sponsored by James Freed.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody, here we go with another Freed on Business. We've got an amazing show. We've got Ethan Penner. He's a icon in the real estate industry, personally invented the CMBS market. It's really the number one guy you want to know about the loan business. We're going to talk to Ethan, and we're also going to talk with UHealth. We're going to talk about cardiovascular technology and improvements to heart disease patients, all kinds of great stuff today. We're going to take a quick break. Just as a record, the stocks fell the most in the last 6 weeks. They were routed by commodities and the interest rate increase fear, all kinds of stuff going on in the stock market today. We're going to talk more real estate. We'll be back after this, AC. It's yours!
Mr. Worldwide to infinity. You know the roof on fire. We gon' boogie, oogie, oogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire.
We gon' drink and take shots until we fall out like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire.
Tell them, baby, 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 baby,
I'm on fire.
I tell them, baby, 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 I'm a fireball.
All right, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with Warren Henry Advantage. That means you get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
You think I'm burning out? I never am.
Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Hey, by now you know that you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com today.
Do you want to connect to the top business leaders in South Florida? Hi, it's Kevin Gale, editor and publisher of South Florida Business and Wealth, your new source for business insights throughout the region. We go behind the headlines to deliver in-depth news and profiles of the region's economic movers. Visit us at sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566 to learn more. Again, that's 954-377-9566.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. And we are here with one of my new favorite interviews, Ethan Penner. Ethan is the managing partner of Mosaic Real Estate Investors, which he founded with Vicky Schiff. They have a commitment to providing investors with differentiated investment strategies whose focus and objective is principal preservation and delivering a return that consistently outpaces inflation within a structure that is transparent and performance-based. I know Ethan as the man who made the mortgage-backed securities business back in the 90s. Welcome to the show, Ethan.
Great pleasure to be here, Jim.
Oh, I'm very fired up. Very fired up. Thanks for being here. And before we get any further, I want to thank the folks at IMN. IMN's having a conference over on Miami Beach for family office folks. They provided Ethan for our show. So let me start with this, Ethan. In your mission statement there that I kind of read, it sounds to me like that's a mission statement that could be sort of for a family office, too.
You know, Jim, I am at a stage in my life where I have to love what I do. And I think that I actually got some inspiration from someone you know, most of your listeners and probably you know is a guy named Tony Robbins.
Oh, sure.
And Tony asks, I happen to know Tony as a friend, and I found myself at a seminar of his as his guest, and he asked everybody to jot down on a piece of paper what they did for a living. And so I dutifully, with other 2,000 people at the Palm Beach Convention Center, wrote down what I did. And then he said, look at what you do, look what you wrote, and ask yourself, does that inspire you? And do you think it inspires anybody else? And of course, I didn't feel very inspired when I looked at it, and I'm sure most people didn't either. And he said, the reason is most people, when they describe what they do, they describe the process. So like for me, it's like I invest people's money, I try to get a good return. You know, it's the kind of stuff that would make my 12-year-old daughter say, Dad, you have the most boring job in the world, right? And he then said, the only way you could really feel good about yourself, the only way that you can jump out of bed in the morning and be excited about what you do and proud of what you do, is if you describe what you do in the context of how do you bring service to other people. And I thought to myself, shit, I said, can I say that, by the way?
Well, if you can't, we'll get rid of it. She said no, but we'll get rid of it. Don't worry.
I thought to myself,
something with an S.
Yeah, this is really an amazing thing, because I've always felt like my business, the investment business, the finance business, the real estate business, is a business where it's bereft of service, if you will, right? It's about how much money can I make for myself and my family, and ultimately, that really doesn't fulfill anyone. It's nice to be able to provide for your family. I grew up a guy of modest means, and so I'm a pretty low-key guy. I don't spend a lot of money. I don't need a lot of money. But this helped frame what I want to do with the rest of my life, my career, which is I want to be of service to people.
You know, it's terrific that you're talking about this, because just this week, I got to say it this way, I had a conversation with my key advisor, my mom, and she suggested that I do a mission statement. And it sounds to me like that's real similar to what you did when you were sitting in the Tony Robbins event.
That's exactly right, Jim. I basically, he prodded everyone to rethink what, you know, and write something down from that perspective. What do you do that brings value to other people? And I thought to myself, you know what? I actually can do something that brings value to other people. And now let me rethink how I can do that. And I thought, well, we live in a time because of a variety of macroeconomic factors that I think is the most challenging time in modern times for investing.
100%.
I look at people today and I feel so bad for most people, because they're not investing, or the people are not investing on their behalf. They're gambling. It reminds me of Yonkers Raceway. I grew up at Yonkers.
Yeah, I read your blog about Yonkers, and so go at that, because that kind of trained you. I don't want to give away the story, but you've got a lot of lessons that you continue to apply.
Yeah, look, I grew up in Yonkers, about a mile from the track. It's a great harness racing track. I don't know if anybody goes there anymore, but it was a great place for me to learn about life, and I learned so many lessons there. But mostly I learned that there's a big difference between gambling and investing. And I kind of started my career and ended up on Wall Street and learned about investing. And in the 1980s and even the 1990s, before we moved into this very controlled investment environment where rates are so low that people are forced to take tremendous risk with their capital, there was an opportunity to invest, which means not to risk losing principal and still get a decent rate of return. Today, it's very hard to do that. And I thought to myself, sitting in Tony's seminar, I could do that for people.
Well, that's great, because a lot of people that you want to do that for don't really have access to real estate. Most of them had to invest in very opaque vehicles in the last cycle that they had absolutely no control over. So it seems to me that the high net worth investor or the family office today is seeking a fiduciary that has those goals in mind. And, you know, please continue on what you've been doing based on those goals.
Well, I'll tell you something, Jim. What most people, when you talk about opaque and opaque structures, you know, most of us think about crazy stuff, oil and gas drilling. We think about limited partnerships with people who are not in the public domain, but we don't necessarily think about public company stocks. I would challenge you and your listeners to rethink that. In my mind, public companies are as opaque, if not more opaque, than most of the things in the private sector. I speak publicly a lot, and I speak to investment industry conferences and those kind of things. I always say to people, does anybody own bank stock, big bank stock? And they raise their hand, and I say, how could you own that? I mean, how about if I called you and said, look, I have an idea. Send me money. Okay. Who would do that, right? Nobody. Or I'm going to buy a building somewhere with the money, but I'm not going to tell you anything about it, and I'm not going to actually tell you what I did with the money. Who would invest like that? Nobody. But we do buy, let's say, bank stock like JP Morgan, Citibank, and nobody knows. There's no way, even if you were a very sophisticated financial analyst, there's not enough disclosure in their disclosures to actually make heads or tails of what they're doing with their business.
And you don't know, even if you did kind of know, you wouldn't know what was in those underlying securities, let's call them. And that's sort of what happened the last time. Everybody said, oh, this is going to be okay. Mm-hmm. But somebody who was watching, they knew it probably wasn't going to be okay.
Yeah. Well, see, for me, so when I left that seminar, I immediately called Vicky. Vicky's my partner, and we were cooking up a business idea, and we knew we wanted to be partners. And that time with Tony really synthesized for me what we would do, like what our focus would be. And it would be focused. I wanted our company to stand for two things: preservation of principal, which no investment manager does. Like, I want to say, look, I'm out here. If you give me your money to invest, the very first, second, and third thing I'm going to do is make sure I don't lose you money.
Well, that was the first lesson I learned in real estate, is that it's okay as long as you don't lose anything.
It's true in investments. You know, if you study the kind of great legendary investor of our time, Warren Buffett, he talks about the power of compounding, right? And all your listeners should go out and go through, create their own little compounding table, because it's fascinating. And if you invest, take $1,000, right? Or pick whatever multiple you want of that. And you invested it at, pick a number, 5, 7, 8, 10%, which is very hard to do today. Although
risk-free.
I'm telling people I'm doing that for them. But any of those numbers, and it sounds like, you know, if you could compound that for 20 and then 30 years, you have real money. I mean, that $1,000 or that $10,000 or that $50,000 turns into real money.
Serious dollars.
Okay. Now, if you were going to do the same exercise and assume that 1 year out of 30, you had a bad year. 1 year, you lost 20 or 30 or 50% of your money. And then look at how the math works. You're dead. Okay. The comparable, just one bad year in that 30-year cycle, losing money destroys compounding. It's a math thing. So when I tell people my number one goal is I'm not going to lose you money. It's with that understanding in mind that I understand how precious people's savings are, and I understand how powerful compounding is as long as you don't have a bad year, okay? So that's the number one rule.
Well, it sounds to me like that's going to at least open some doors because it's refreshing and different. And as the, I guess, family offices look to move the money generationally in a way that's never been done before, perhaps the people that aren't familiar with how that money was created, then it's real important to have advisors that are fiduciaries in the truest sense of the word.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. And that brings me to the other aspect of our business, right? The first aspect is I want to protect people's principal and let the compounding work for them. The second most important aspect of our business that differentiates us, in my mind, from every single investment manager, whether it be real estate or otherwise, is that I don't believe it's fair for me to charge investors a fee if I don't do my job. Okay, so most investment managers charge a fee on committed capital. You give me $100,000, I'm going to charge you 2% or $2,000 a year, whether I make you money or not. That's all wrong. So in my business and Vicky's business, we charge zero in fees. We only share in the income that we create with your money.
So then that creates perfect interest alignment. I mean, that's terrific. We've got another segment. If you can stick around for one more segment, we're going to go into a little bit more about your investment strategy, maybe even what you see coming up in the real estate markets. We're here with real estate icon, I got to say it, Ethan Penner. We'll be back after this AC Take. It is yours. Listen to that song. You know what else I feel great? I feel great when I talk about Warren Henry. That's right. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they are all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, and that means complimentary to every pair, key replacement, first service, a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime, and a whole bunch more. So, join me as a member of the Warren Henry family, always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry!
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Are you ready to join the future of real estate investing today? Well, if you are, the pros at Early Shares are ready to help you. If you're looking to find real estate deals that have been vetted by experts, Early Shares is what you have been looking for. You have web-based access to a number of real estate transactions. You can review them at your leisure. You can talk about them with your friends. You can decide to invest. For more information, go to www.earlyshares.com today.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where SocialMedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, SocialMedia305.com is a social relations company.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Well, hey! We are back, and we are back with, I got to say it again, real estate icon Ethan Penner. Ethan runs a big fund based out in L.A., the Mosaic Fund, right?
Yes.
And we were talking about his investment strategy in the first segment. This segment, we're going to ask him where some of the opportunity lies. Ethan, you've been in the business for 30-plus years. You know a lot of the real movers and shakers in the industry. What are you hearing, and how is that impacting the way that you're approaching the real estate market today?
Well, as Jim, as I said in the first segment, there's no question in my mind that we're living through the most challenging investment environment of our lives. And it's made so by this abundance of capital chasing yield. And that's why yields are as low as they are today. And so to try to outperform, very hard, and it's very hard to do without taking undue risk, as I said before. So right. When you ask me about the opportunities, you know, I think about when I start to wear my how do I find opportunities hat, I look at a couple things. One, government regulation and regulators force certain types of investors like banks and pension funds into a herd-like mentality. And you don't want to be in that herd because all that herd is expressing most of the investment cash in the world, right? And as a result, anything they're buying is going to be overpriced by definition and offer too low of a return. So you got to get out of their way. You got to be somewhat of a contrarian. You've got to look for things that the herd's not doing or maybe even regulated away from doing, okay? The other and so today, the herd is focused in real estate on anything where there's cash flow. The presence of stable cash flow, there's so much investment dollars chasing that you just got to get out of the way. So there's no opportunity there. All you have is downside. It's like buying a bond today. If you went to buy a bond today, all you have is downside. You can't make money, right? You buy something, it yields, let's say treasuries yield 2-something%.
Well, you got nowhere to go because rates are going to go up. They're going to crush you.
Even if they don't go up, Jim, you got your best case is they don't go up and you earn nothing.
Right, okay? Right.
You made 1% after tax. Big whoopee, right?
I'm all thrilled about compound that.
So you rather, you know, so you've got no upside and all you have is downside. And it's true, unfortunately, in most investments today where there's much more downside risk than there is upside or potential benefit. So what we're doing is we're focused on, to me, all the real opportunity it lies in the creation of cash flow. Because if you have the capacity to create cash flow, you create yield, you really are doing something. So what we've done is we find those people in real estate who are looking to create yield, create cash flow. They don't necessarily buy an existing apartment building because that's already overpriced. Maybe they buy a bowling alley down the block and get it permitted and build a new apartment building there. They're turning a bowling alley into an apartment building. So that guy's creating yield. I want to finance that guy. Now, I'm not in the business of buying bowling alleys and turning them into apartments, but I'm the entrepreneur in America who does that stuff. And what I would like to do is I want to facilitate as a lender, because that's where I think the opportunities are today, because asset values are very high. I'd rather be a lender than an owner of assets at today's value. I'd rather be exposed at 70 or 60% of today's value and have that margin for error against a correction at today's values than be the guy who bought the building at the highest price in history. Okay. So what I want to do as a lender is I want to facilitate the dream of that entrepreneur, but I don't want to participate in his dream. Meaning, if it becomes a successful apartment building, he gets to make a lot of money. But if it doesn't, he loses a lot of money. And either way, I don't lose any money. Remember, that's my number one goal. Don't lose money.
Right,
okay?
Because you're in at the absolute bottom basis that you can be
so
in.
So if I lend him enough money so that if he doesn't get the permitting and I'm left with the land and the bowling alley, I can sell it and get all my money back. And my investors are very happy. Worst case, we don't lose money. That guy, I'm facilitating his dream, but I'm not participating in his dream. That's how I look at my investment strategy.
Wow, that's awesome. So basically what you're looking to do is find, I'll say, visionary entrepreneurs in the real estate sector who have a track record and a machine that can create cash flows that are somewhat predictable.
And equity capital that becomes a first loss protector against my investment or my client's investment.
So you're looking also for that entrepreneur that's willing to place a bet with his capital over yours.
On himself.
That it's on himself, and you give him the opportunity to make his projected, in almost every case, significant return off of that, and you'll take it. So it's almost like preferred equity?
It's even better than that. It's debt.
Oh, man.
Okay. So means that if he doesn't do what he says he's going to do, and we don't bank long-term plans because long-term plans are riskier than short-term plans.
Yeah, multi-cycle, I don't like.
No, we don't want that. We want to limit the guy's bet plan and his bet on himself to 3 years or less, and oftentimes 1 to 2. And we feel that's the right place to be with our investment dollars today. And so far, and you know what's really exciting about it is success starts with identifying niches that are not, where there's an unmet need. And in this particular case in real estate, this borrower, and this probably represents 10 or 15% of all borrowings in the country per year, maybe more. These people's needs cannot be met by traditional lenders because of Dodd-Frank, because of other regulatory pressures that are they're forcing them to only lend on properties where there's in-place cash flow. So this poor guy has nobody. He's going to loan sharks, okay?
And so the financial regulators and Dodd-Frank and the too-big-to-fail regulations are basically creating a void in the market that you and your privately-based loan debt capital are filling because, I guess, you're subject to less regulation.
That's correct. We're not, in fact, we are benefiting from regulation, right?
Well, that's the best place to be in the world today. We don't talk politics, but I think you get my drift.
Absolutely.
So, Ethan, we've only got a couple minutes left in this segment. I hope you'll be able to stay for one more segment. We've got the UHealth folks coming up. So if you could stay another 15 minutes after this, we really appreciate it. So in this segment where we're talking about identifying transactions, you're taking bets on jockeys who ride along with you going back to Yonkers.
I guess you could say that's an appropriate metaphor. But remember, the difference between myself now and myself betting on a jockey in Yonkers is if I got the bet wrong in Yonkers, I lost money.
Yeah.
This is a better one. This is like betting on all 8 horses in the race. Okay.
That's pretty good.
I'm not going to lose.
No. Unless something unusual happens. We've got how much? 1 minute left. 1 minute left. So, Ethan, we've talked about your investment philosophy. Your business philosophy. We've talked about your investment philosophy. In the last segment, I'd like to see if we could look back on what you've seen transpire in your 30 years of real estate and some of the highlights and what you see going forward for some of the new sectors. I call it online real estate syndication. Some people call it real estate crowdfunding. We'll talk about maybe that. And what you see coming in the future in real estate will be back after this. AC, it is yours. We'll be right back. and you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. And they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, even a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years and a whole lot more. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry!
Want to broaden your network and gain new customers? This is Kevin Gale of South Florida Business and Wealth. I can tell you how to reach 30,000 top business leaders throughout the region. Visit sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566.
Hey, everybody, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com today.
Real estate developers, owners, and operators, are you still raising capital for your deals from friends and family the old-fashioned way? Join the future of real estate finance with the pros at Early Shares. Early Shares provides dealmakers with all of the tools, resources, and guidance they need to raise capital online through real estate crowdfunding, making the financing process more transparent, efficient, and data-driven through technology. For more information, go to www.earlyshares.com today.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, you know, usually we do a big, long, two-minute read for UHealth, but this doctor that we have on today is extraordinarily important. Why don't we just go right to our intro music and then hit the doctor? What do you say, AC? I feel nice, like sugar and spice, and we've got Dr. Sandra Chaparrios. I'm sure I butchered that. She's a cardiologist and heart transplant specialist. Wow. With UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, we're going to discuss implantable cardioverter defibrillator or the automated implantable cardioverter defibrillator. My gosh, what a mouthful that is. Technology and how it's improving lives of patients today. I've got friends that need this, that have had this before. Doctor, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
I really apologize about butchering your name.
That's all right.
Now, you know, just to get started, to put it in perspective, I had a friend, he was camping in the Ocala National Forest with his son, and he fell down, and if it wasn't for another campsite, a person was like a medic, and then they flew in a helicopter, the guy would have passed away. And, you know, now he's got one of these implantable defibrillators, and so thank you for saving my friend's life.
Yes, unfortunately, it's a common problem to have what we call cardiac arrest. There's new data that suggests that up to 320,000 people will have an episode, and the survival is only 10% because the majority of the people don't have someone who knows how to do CPR.
Yeah, it was the guy, and then when they looked around for the guy, he had disappeared. It was almost like, you know, a miracle happened for my friend, and today he's healthy. He stopped smoking, probably does a little more exercise. But, doctor, let's talk about this because I know you're part of the multidisciplinary approach to helping patients with their heart conditions. But let's talk a little bit about why these devices that you're working with today are so important and a big step forward for us all.
Well, it's important because heart disease remains the number one cause of death in the world, and it's 90 every 90 seconds someone will die of cardiovascular problems. So it's important for us to educate the public about how to decrease the chances of having cardiovascular disease, and that's usually with risk factor modification: exercise, diet, don't smoke, don't drink too much alcohol, follow recommendations of your physician. But there's still some a small group of patients that, despite the fact that they are healthy, they can develop what is called sudden cardiac death. That's when the electrical system of the heart doesn't work well, and when the heart doesn't pump blood to the brain and to the other organs, you collapse, and then you can die, unless you have a device like the intracardiac defibrillator. That is a small device that we place in an outpatient setting. It's a really small surgery. We place it under the skin, and it has a little cable that sends the electrical system of the heart. If it sees something abnormal, it will deliver an electric shock, but it will put you back into the normal rhythm and will save your life.
Wow, it sounds like it's fabulous. I mean, you know, there was the guy, I'm talking AC, my guy here, you know, there was the guy, Hank Gathers, the athlete that had the passed out, you know, died right on the basketball court. And so I guess this stuff happens a lot more than people think. What was it, 350,000 people, doctor?
Correct. So it's underdiagnosed. There's some genetic problems. Also, when you have heart attacks, you are more susceptible to develop these arrhythmias. And when the heart is weak, what we call the ejection fraction, the contractility of the heart, is less than 35% when you have 60 as normal, then you are more susceptible to arrhythmias, and you will qualify for one of these devices.
Now, is this in any particular demographic that people should look at? Because I know there's these athletes that have these heart attacks and such. Is there any particular demographic that should be paying real close attention?
So there are some. There's a small group of patients that have congenital problems. But the biggest number of patients are patients with history of, for example, heart attacks. Those patients are at a higher risk. So the younger patients will have some family history, or they can be screened with some genetic studies. But the older people are usually because of conditions like a weak heart or heart attack.
Now, this is a metal implant, because I know I go to things and I get tested. I got, you know, I get an MRI or something, and they put me in the tube, bing, 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 bing. But it says, you know, they ask you about implants and such like that. Because is this something that people can have an MRI with?
So until now, the FDA has contraindicated the use of MRIs in patients with these devices, because the MRIs can potentially cause the device to malfunction or deliver arrhythmia treatment when they're not supposed to. So now we have devices coming from different companies that will allow the patient to have an MRI with the device. But the device and the little cable have to be MRI compatible.
And so is this a new thing? I guess, right? It's government approved, right?
Correct. It was just approved in September, one of the first devices.
Awesome.
From a company called Medtronic. And you can have an MRI in any part of the body. So these patients are usually more susceptible to other medical problems. For example, if they have strokes or back pains or any other medical condition that will require an MRI, they have the limitation that sometimes the defibrillator is not compatible. So now we have an option.
Well, now I want to get back to it real quick because we only have a couple minutes left. I want to talk about how you bring a lot of disciplines together, and I guess it's you have the heart failure clinic, right?
Yes, it's a multidisciplinary team, and what we have is an extensive evaluation of a patient who have a weak heart. We do a personalized approach. We use all the technology that we have to do remote monitoring to prevent readmissions. With the devices, we have different sensors. And when the patient doesn't respond to medical therapy, we can do multiple interventions. We have cannulas interventions, valves. And when the patient gets sicker, we have the options of mechanical heart and eventually heart transplant if that's needed.
So when you say heart transplant, that's, you know, amazing to me. And that's your specialty, isn't it?
Right. So in my medical specialty, we have to go through medical school internal medicine, cardiology, and now we have a new board certification that is called advanced heart failure and transplant. So it's an extensive training that you have to manage these patients that are usually pretty sick.
Well, Dr. Chaparrillos, did I get it a little closer that time?
Chaparros.
I'm sorry. You know, this is what you get from a redneck from North Miami Beach. But whether I get it right or not, I got to tell you is that I want to thank you for being here in our community, bringing these cutting-edge technologies, heading up the team of specialists at UHealth. How do people get in touch with you and your team if they or somebody they love or somebody they know is in one of these demographics that may have a need for you?
So the easiest way is to go to the UHealth website. But obviously, you can Google me, and you can find my information, and I'll be glad to see you anytime.
Well, doctor, I want to thank you so much. I'm going to send this in a clip to my buddy, and I want to just thank you so much for bringing your special skills here and taking care of us all here in South Florida.
Thank you for the invitation.
Oh, it's my pleasure. We'll have you back again real soon, I hope. AC, it's all yours. We'll be right back with more of Ethan Penner. Stay tuned. This is our best segment coming up. I promise! Everybody, you know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you've got to check out Warren Henry. You need every advantage that you can. It's always good business. Give your customers what they want. Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. You know, when I leased my Infinities, I got a bunch of them. I knew I was getting the best price each time because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage, and you get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. You even get a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for a whole, actually 4 years. If you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, you even buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Hey, everybody, if you want to know what's the most important thing out there for our kids, it's safety and security. Go to laurenskids.org because 95% of child sexual abuse can be prevented simply by education. So learn what the signs are, learn what to look for, educate your kids, make sure your kids feel comfortable talking to you, because when they need you, you need to be there. Look for the signs. Go to laurenskids.org to learn more today.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
We are back, and we are wrapping up the show today with, I'll say it a last time, real estate icon Ethan Penner. And I say that because I know that Ethan was there at the beginning for the mortgage-backed securities business and has ridden with the commercial real estate business in many shapes and forms over the years. And I wanted to talk a little bit about how you viewed some of the former structures, current structures, and some of the future structures, Ethan. You know, traditional senior debt financing, we talked a little bit about it in the last episode. It's got its drawbacks today in real estate. It's been replaced to some degree on the permanent side by CMBS and structured finance and other instruments that you've been really personally involved in creating baseline strategies for. So with that look in the past and with your current focus on creating good yield with identifiable but limited risk, what do you see going forward for some of these new platforms, either the continuing rollout of government-regulated debt or even this new world of I call it online internet syndication or crowdfunding? What's your take on some of these things?
Let me start with crowdfunding.
Okay.
And then let me go to a couple of ideas that I want to share with your listeners. Just things I've learned over 30 years that I think would maybe help them understand the business that I've spent my whole life on.
Perfect.
Crowdfunding has technology has remade so many businesses already. And it's only just begun. Technology will ultimately play a very, very important role in the real estate industry. It will ultimately do what it does in every business. It will create better transparency. It will create less costly intermediation and more efficient intermediation. So I think it's going to bring about welcome change. It's a displacement story, right? Technology will displace existing existing business lines.
Oh, yeah. I go into some of my friends and I say, guys, you're going to be obsolete soon.
Mm-hmm. You're talking to brokers primarily.
Yes, sir.
And here's the thing, Jim. People don't want to be displaced, okay?
Well, ask the guys at auction.com.
The people don't want to be displaced. And so people fight displacement ideas and revolutionary ideas with tooth and nail. When I brought about the securitization of real estate debt, and I helped pioneer that back in the early 90s, let me tell you that traditional lenders didn't like that idea. Okay?
Oh, no, they didn't, because I worked for one, and you beat us out for One Bayfront. We were, right. What is this?
And I used to go around and, you know, tell people, don't fight this. This is bigger than me, and it's bigger than you, and it's going to happen. So my recommendation is figure out a way to take your skills and make it work inside the new paradigm, because the new paradigm is going to happen whether we like it or not, okay? And I say the same thing about technology invading real estate. It is going to happen. Now, I was successful bringing securitization and the capital markets to commercial real estate debt in the early 90s, not because I was the first guy to have the idea, okay? I was not. But what happened was it has to be done at the right time when there's a need. And so in the early 1990s, we were living through a massive financial crisis, and there was an absence of traditional lender capital to fund real estate debt. And so if you brought real estate debt from the bond market, you know, there was no one to stop you, and borrowers didn't have any other money, so they were going to take it from you, right? And by the time the traditional lenders came back, we did a pretty good job and we were not going to be displaced. We displaced them. And
yes.
But we displaced them when they were weak, not when they were strong, Jim. Okay. And right now, the real estate industry is working very well. If you are a borrower today, or you were doing a project and you needed to raise capital, there's an abundance of money, right? So everyone's got money. So you don't need technology to optimize things. It's already pretty damn close to optimal.
It is.
So you this day will come, but it's not coming anytime soon, is the short answer. And what comes through the pipeline today of crowdfunding, I don't want to use the word my grandmother used, would be dreck, okay? But it wouldn't be the best stuff, because the best stuff is going to go to the places where there's traditional money in abundance right now anyway.
Right. Well, it's an easy placement for them. They just call up their friend or a couple friends.
It's easy to raise money today. They don't need technology to do it. They don't need to make the deal stand still while a bunch of strangers kick in $10,000 to $100,000 each. It's just no seller would wait for that today.
No way.
So you'd get second tier or second quality kind of deals. And today's not the day to invest in crowdfunding. That day will come. It will come, but it's not today. Let me share the couple of ideas I wanted to share. Because
sure. We've only got a couple minutes.
Okay. Probably the single most important thing I would say about real estate, commercial income-producing real estate as an investment, is you could break it down very simply into two categories. There are certain kinds of properties that are all-weather. They produce a steady income in good and bad times. I grew up, I told you, in Yonkers. You could see red brick apartments, as far as the eye can see, six stories, lower and middle class people living there, like my mom. People didn't move. Everyone paid their rent. They didn't know whether it was a recession or inflation. It didn't matter, okay?
It was the same every day.
It was the same every day. I ate my couple slices of pizza and had pasta no matter what.
Correct.
Okay, it didn't matter to
us.
Rode
your bike too, probably.
And I had a great life, okay? And the same thing in Queens, New York, and many neighborhoods around the United States. Boy, owning those apartments, gold. That's the best real estate in the world to own, because those stable, they perform. Now, I would throw in with them the kind of the retail community centers that service those neighborhoods, self-storage. They're going to perform through good and bad times, stable. Then you've got stuff that's very volatile and dependent upon the state of the economy. Office buildings, malls, high-end malls, industrials. Those things are going to do really well in good economies and really poorly in weaker economies. And you don't want to own them. You want to trade them. You want to buy them in distress when everyone's dumping them. And then you want to sell them when things are good and everyone wants to buy them. So I break it into trader-type assets and owner-type assets.
Wow, that's absolutely great. Ethan, we have about 1 minute left. Why don't you tell people, again, Mosaic is your firm. If they want to get in touch with you or find out about the products that Mosaic has, how could they reach you?
So they can find me. I'm Googleable for better or worse.
Yes,
Jim,
you are.
Okay?
You are not going anywhere anytime soon.
I actually, and you know, I write a blog that they can find on my Google that I'm very proud of.
I loved it. I found it.
And we have a great business at Mosaic, and we're easy to find online. MosaicRealEstateInvestors.com. I think it's MosaicREI.com is our website.
Okay.
And I could be emailed at EP@MosaicREI.com. And I love touching people. So I really appreciate the opportunity to be with you today, Jim.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure, and I hope that you'll come back again sometime soon. Ethan Penner, real estate icon. I had to say it a fourth time. And now, back after this. I want to thank the IMN, the Information Management Network, for helping us bring Ethan here for the second annual Real Estate Family Office and Private Wealth Management Forum over at the Fountain Blue today. Awesome conference, and they've got more coming up, including one about rental housing and investment. I want to thank our sponsors, UHealth, Kind Snacks, CCIM. I want to thank Warren Henry, the Miami Marlins. I want to thank South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, Early Shares, Expresso Marketing, Social Media 305, the NFL Alumni, Lawrence Kitch, Magnum Energy Solution, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, Engineered Tax Services, UHealth, and I want to thank you, our listeners. Go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends, Twitter, Jim, at Jim Freed, at Freed on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, the website, www.freedonbusiness.com. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us on 880 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I love doing this. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Thank you so much, everybody. I appreciate our crowd. Thank you, everybody. Love the fans. Thank you again. See y'all next week.